Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. January the 2nd, applying the blood.
All this week, Derek's teaching focuses on how we can testify to Satan about what the blood of Jesus has done for us. Today he explains how the Israelites used the blood of sacrificial lambs at the very first Passover recorded in Exodus. In looking at this confession, we can see that we have to know what the blood of Jesus does for us. Then we have to take it from the blood bank and get it into our lives. There's a parallel for this application in the Passover ceremony, which was God's provision of deliverance and salvation for Israel. The father of each family had to kill a lamb, the sacrifice, and catch its blood in a basin. This act demonstrates the tremendous responsibility of fathers to be priests of their families. The blood in the basin, however, did not protect any Israelite family. It had to be transferred from the basin to where the family lived. Only one means was provided, and that was hyssop. This plant is common in the Middle East. It grows everywhere there. So they had to pick a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood, and strike it on the lintel and two doorposts of their dwelling. But never on the threshold. You are never to walk over the blood. With that done, the destroying angel could not enter the dwelling, but only those Israelites who were in their homes, safe behind the blood, were protected. That was the only place of safety in Egypt that night. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that I am protected from the adversary by applying the blood to myself and my family. I testify to Satan personally as to what the Word says the blood of Jesus does for me. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.